On January 4th of this year, just before midnight, Sitkins woke up to feel the ground shaking beneath them. Then they heard the tsunami siren, warning everyone to get to high ground.
I think the thing that got people excited about it was is we actually felt the quake and they heard the siren. And we hadn't heard the siren in probably 20 years.
That's Fire Chief Dave Miller, who's responsible for setting off the tsunami siren. In the end, there was no wave, but for many people, it was a wake-up call. What would happen if a big wave did come? This month, researchers released a new map that tries to answer that question. It shows the state's best estimate for how far inland the water would reach and how deep it would be in a worst-case scenario tsunami. Miller studies a copy of the map in his office.
Lincoln Street seems to be sort of the dividing line through town. Everything on the water side would have 3 to 6 feet of water somewhere in there.
So Centennial Hall is underwater, and Crescent Harbor is swamped. But the good news is that most of Sitka is above the high water line.
And where we're standing right now at the fire department.
Fire department, we'd be fine. We'd be sitting high and dry and wouldn't have our fishing poles out yet.
And it's not just the fire hall. Some places that seem very low, like the airport and C-Mart supermarket, are above the inundation line. And most of Sitka's main roadways, like Sawmill Creek Road and Halibut Point Road, are also above the high water mark, protected by steep bedrock along the coast. The map is the result of a computer model.
It's pretty boring, but I've been studying tsunamis all my life.
Elena Suleimani is a tsunami modeler at the Alaska Earthquake Information Center, and it's her model that the new map is based on. She says that for Sitka, the worst-case scenario, the scenario on which the map is based, would be a big earthquake on the subduction fault that stretches from Kodiak to Prince William Sound. That fault produced the Great Alaska Earthquake of 1964, the second largest quake ever recorded anywhere. Closer to home, the Queen Charlotte Fault, which got Sitkins out of bed in January, is a strike-slip fault. The plates are sliding past each other instead of colliding head-on. And during earthquakes, they don't produce the kind of vertical motion that makes for big waves. They can, however, cause landslides, both on land and underwater. These landslides, in turn, can cause their own waves, and it's almost impossible to model them. That's in part because they occur along smaller faults that haven't been studied. This is Rich Kohler, who works with Suleimani.
We haven't looked at these. Nobody has. Partially because they're covered in, you know, it's rugged terrain, covered in forests, it's hard to get to. Where do you start? Anyway, there's nothing known about these faults, how often earthquakes happen on them, how big they could be, nothing.
But Suleimani and Kohler say that the largest wave caused by a landslide would still be smaller than the worst-case scenario plotted on the map. So, at the end of the day, what's the takeaway? According to Suleimani, no matter what the map says, if you feel the ground shake, go uphill.
If you are in the coastal area and you feel ground shaking, just get uphill immediately. Don't wait for any official announcement. Don't wait for sirens. Just go uphill and stay there. Usually the advice is to stay there at least for 24 hours.
Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller says the key point is to know ahead of time where you're going and be ready to go at a moment's notice. Something many Sitkins weren't prepared for in January.
You get, 9,000 people trying to move all at one time. It's a zoo at best. There's a lot of cars. There were cars going hither and yon at any given time on the street in front of the fire hall.
Miller thinks people should take a close look at the map. He also thinks they should take it with a grain of salt.
The thing that you got to remember is this, this is a computer-generated map. In Japan, they had the same thing. They did the same studies, had the same results, and said, not much is going to happen if we ever have an earthquake here. And they had the earthquake, and Mother Nature said, get ready, I'm coming.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.